Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, man. Let's get to some headlines here brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Oh, man. Yesterday, my son goes to see Beetlejuice with my wife, my other daughter and her friend. It's a movie that's like right next to our house. And they bring up, spoiler alert, at one point they bring up, and he murdered his parents. And my son just goes to my wife and goes, I'm out. He's like, I'm out. He wasn't quite, he's like, is Beetlejuice too scary? Boy, he's eight. I'm like, and he was like, he was fine with all the graphic death scenes and all that type of stuff and all the things that Beetlejuice bring. But when he brought up murder, he's just like, murder? I'm out. Made her leave. Bring him home.
Jeez.
Do you know Beetlejuice is spelled differently in the movie?
Hmm?
There's something that's going around now that the movie's out. In the movie itself, it is spelled like...
with a G, right?
Yeah, B-E-T-E-L-G-E-U-S-E, as opposed to the way that we know it, essentially Beetle and Juice. I'm not sure why they decided to change it, but I'm glad they did.
Can't market that.
Beetle Goose?
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Did anyone say it was good, bad? I'm interested in it.
My daughter liked it. My daughter and her friend liked it. My wife missed it. I was at home watching Cowboys and Saints. I spent my Sunday watching football.
You were all
now, it's weird because you get different games than us down here sometimes, right?
I can. But they actually gave us some pretty decent ones yesterday. I mean, I think we all got Cincinnati and Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the night game.
That was 425, yeah.
Oh, 425.
Yeah, it was 425. The night game was Bears and Texans. I did not watch that.
I didn't either. I watched a little bit of it.
Was that delayed too?
No, they play inside, no. Idiot.
Something was delayed yesterday, wasn't it?
The thing that was delayed was...
Canes
Ball State was delayed.
For like 2 hours.
But no, I don't know.
Well, it
never rained at my
house.
What
was delayed?
Bears Texans.
Oh, was it? I apologize.
It was...
Was it in Chicago?
Must no, have been. It was in Houston.
No, it wasn't weather related. Apparently, sideline referee carted off after.
Oh,
and then another apparently two NFL games were delayed due to medical incidents involving chain game members. Apparently, another chain game member,
you know,
collapsed during the Ravens.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Can we please not put the oldest officials to hold the chain? They never can get out of the way.
The old do bleed easily.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but they never get out of the way. They're like, oh!
Whatever. You know what's crazy, though? Like, no. Do you remember the first Dolphins preseason game where it was Dolphins-Falcons and they went to the digital measurement?
Oh, yes.
Has anybody seen that happen in a regular game yet? Were they just trying that out? Because I mean.
Yeah, they were actually just trying it out. I think I did see that it's going to be incorporated starting next season.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah.
I hate it already.
I hated it. I hated it, too. I love the chain gang.
Yeah.
But true. I haven't seen it pop up in any football, and I was a little surprised. But I would have figured 2 weeks in, somebody's had to have it. Had to have it arrive. But anyway, if you guys hear the headlines, Miami Dolphins have signed Tyler Huntley from the Ravens practice squad. So the Dolphins did add a quarterback, as Mike McDaniel said they were going to do. The NFL Network and ESPN reported over the weekend that Tua Tagovailoa has no plans to retire, but he will start seeing specialists this week and get a timeline on his return. So if Tua is placed on IR, that'll give us a better idea. That would put him basically to the end of October with the bye week, if that is the case. But that is that's where we're at right now. Tyler Huntley, you are a Miami Dolphin. Tough luck for Tim Boyle. I really thought it was going to work out for him. Miami Hurricanes, they shut out Ball State 62-0. Cam Ward.
Oh, my goodness. He had a game his first half.
19 of 28, 346 yards, 5 touchdown passes.
Yeah. Whew. Pretty good.
Is he the number one Heisman in odds right now?
I did see that. Yes, he is top of the.
Is that the best decision ever that he's ever. Like, he's like, you know, he was talking like fifth, maybe sixth round pick.
Yeah, for sure.
And now.
Ready for this? Coming out of high school, he was a zero star player.
Crazy, right? Zero stars. How's that possible?
Man. He went to Incarnate Word his first 2 years.
Words mean words.
Words mean words, dude.
Man, he's fun to watch.
That sounds very religious, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be telling too many jokes.
This guy is incredible.
Here's my only problem, and it's nothing with Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. I actually love Cam Ward so much that this is a problem.
What's wrong?
I want to see him do this against, like, I want the world to know. Like,
yeah, hey, so does everybody else. But until that happens, enjoy it.
But I looked at the schedule. The only ranked team we have this year, and I'm glad for the cupcake schedule. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Louisville? Is that the only competition we have towards the end of the season?
Hey, he didn't make that schedule.
I love it.
Last year.
They're killing, dude. I feel like the Hurricanes would have won against Ball State last year, like 21-14.
35-7. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
I'll tell you what's a must win, though.
Oh, must win.
Hosting Duke against Manny Diaz. You better kill them.
Hey, is that a must-win or a
don't need
lose?
I need puffy eyes like he's on the verge of tears, Manny Diaz. That's what I need. They're off to a 3-0 start, too.
Saw him get disrespected recently?
Manny Diaz?
Yeah.
Nah, what'd he do?
An opposing player caught an interception and then tossed him the ball.
Oh, dude, that's funny. And then Florida State. Wow. Oof. Florida State.
Can I just say this?
That's good.
Who's worse, Florida State or Florida?
Florida State, for sure. Because Florida just started that lag.
They were higher up yesterday. Florida had been sucking for a while.
Florida State has lost to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And mind you, the next two at home. They lost at home to Boston College and at home to Memphis. Oof.
Yeah, I mean, they both suck. Not good. Not good.
My God. Don't worry, though. They got Charleston Southern on the 23rd of November.
Good luck. Maybe. Obviously, good luck. Good luck.
Wow. I mean, hey, Canes, you better boat race them. Oof. Boat race. Canes have 7 o'clock. This Saturday or Friday, this game.
Oh, that's a good question.
Saturday night. They are on the road in Tampa to take on South Florida.
Any concern? I heard they did. They kind of held their own against Alabama for a quarter. Like, should I be? Is this? I think Leroy said the most talented team we're facing thus far.
Yeah, no concern, but I think like this is probably going to be, you know, one of those in the trend. Like they put up a lot of rushing yards. They beat Southern Miss on the road this past week.
Damn,
that's the one thing they do. They run the hell out of the football. So
yeah, they had two.
Interesting to see how, you know, we're so used to. There's a difference in having the lead and knowing your team's got to pass the ball to keep up. and then you just pin your ears back and rush the passer versus, you know, a team that's going to make a conscious effort to just run the ball and eat up clock and slow the game down and all these things. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out.
This
is their toughest test so far.
They ran for 369 yards this week on Southern Miss. So
depth at that running back position for sure.
So that's definitely, I would say, especially going on the road too. But I don't know, man. It you're feeling froggy right now if you're a Canes
fan. Only right up the street.
Yeah.
You're feeling froggy right now.
When can we say?
South Florida's in Orlando, or is that UCF?
That's UCF. So South Florida's in Tampa.
Tampa.
So they play at the Bucs. I think they still play at the Bucs, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yep, confirmed. Tickets are left, by the way.
Oh.
So check that out, everybody. But it is, look. It's tough not to feel. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I want to say it.
Yeah.
I want to say,
what can we say it?
Where the U is, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Not yet.
I'm not going to say it.
Are they in the front?
I'm not saying it. I'm not. Don't try and trick me into saying where they are or where they are not.
What's their location, more or less?
Man.
When can I say it then? Do I gotta wait till the end of the year? Because there's not an opponent we beat Alabama. We can say
it. I think they need to win the ACC for you to say it.
All right.
They gotta win the ACC championship to say it.
I already got my I told you I had my tickets before the year.
I think you did.
I know you did. But you're not gonna say it.
No, you say it.
By the way, did you see Intangibles Wonder himself, Arch Manning, this week?
Whoa!
Wow!
A Manning that can scoop.
What the hell is that?
He's fast.
I was shocked because the other rest of the family. Well, let me put it this way: growing up watching Archie ran for his life.
Yeah.
So he could scoop too.
That's his grandpa jeans.
Yeah, that's grandpa jeans. Because I'm gonna tell you what, his two uncles. Oh my goodness. Let's not talk about it. It got progressively better because Peyton couldn't run a lick. Eli would move a little bit and scramble a little bit, and now Arch can go.
Man, that was something this week. But I'm not going to say where they are, Marcos. I can't do it.
Because it's fair not to say anything until you see them play against some competition worthy of saying they are here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So. And this is a big test, not because of how good USF is, but because of the style of football they play.
Mm-hmm.
And that is always – it's like you ever notice when you watch one like Army or Navy, they always stay close to teams that are really good. It's the style of offense they run. Like it's just they eat up all the clock, and you can't just go up and down the field on them.
Is at Cal a test? They're 3-0.
That trip all the way to California, it's like a damn bowl trip.
They won in Auburn.
Georgia Tech.
Oh, man. I don't want to say where they are. I want to say where they are. Can't get ahead of myself. But, man, this guy, he just sits back there so calm. And he's just like, you know, how do I want to throw this touchdown? He's like loosening up the old chicken wing. He goes, how do I want to throw this touchdown, you know? He's just so cool.
Never do you feel like nervous.
I mean, there was you know what he's like? He's like, it's a little like De'Ara King, but now I feel like, you know, I did feel like De'Ara King was running for his life.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't feel like I do feel like the King's got weapons, dude.
Yeah.
He's got people to throw to. He's got moose tight ends. He's got weapons in the backfield. Don't get me started on this offensive line.
Whoa.
My God. He's got all the time in the world.
Hogs him.
He could go back there. He could do a crossword puzzle and zing a touchdown to Xavier Restrepo right now.
Yeah. Restrepo's catching everything, too.
He really is.
Catching everything.
Dolph. Third receiver. Dolphin scout.
Oh. Sorry, Braxton.
Woo! Take a break. Back after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love?
an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm real Danish mob, man.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys. A
cool 12:28 today. That is cool, actually. Not
in
too
December,
hot.
You'll show up on one of the times that's actually the date.
Oh.
Maybe that'll be the thing. Like every day in December, that'll be the time.
Yep.
That's good.
12:01, 12:02.
That is good.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind getting you. We're almost in October.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is.
No.
10. Mm-hmm.
10. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I don't think she's amused by this.
I'm not.
15 minutes of game day uncensored here, brought to us by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins will be back in action Sunday at 4 against the Seattle Seahawks, who are winners this week over the New England Patriots in overtime. So there you go. They won 23-20 yesterday. If you guys are just tuning in today, Tyler Huntley, he is signed with the Miami Dolphins, quarterback. He was a Pro Bowler a couple of years ago. Big asterisk on that, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't continue to say that.
He is what he is.
Every article leads off.
If he is at an autograph signing, is he or is he not advertised as former Pro Bowl quarterback Tyler Huntley?
All right, well then I'm going to go as a four-time Super Bowl champion because I won four Pee Wee Super Bowls.
I mean, I don't think you can do that one because I think the Super Bowl is like one of those things you got to be careful. Like, I think it has to be the actual Super Bowl. So you'd have to put Pee Wee Super Bowl.
All right, what if I say it like this? Four-time Super Bowl champion.
Schmieden says Huntley was a Pro Bowler like Goron was an All-Star.
Oh, okay, hold on.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Y'all hit like that. On your like that.
Y'all hit a nerve.
Goran Dragic played that actual season. He did not play four games, and though he was like the fourth alternate on the East, he did actually play the season. It was not four games, and Goran did not, like, you know, go out there and lose more games or, you know, have awards. Like, Tyler Huntley's a ridiculous Pro Bowler.
That is ridiculous. I mean, we heard the stats earlier. What? He had three interceptions.
I mean,
two touchdowns.
Is that any different than Joe Flacco winning comeback player of the year?
No, it's not. His led his team to the how many games did he play? Six?
No.
How many games did he play? Eight?
Like four or five.
You sure? I feel like Flacco was out there more than that. Mm. How did he look yesterday, by the way, Deshaun Watson? Not great. Okay.
Deshaun Watson, he looked like the other 20 quarterbacks in the league that I told you about, but it looks worse because he's been doing it for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't, dude, I cannot explain this.
Oh, no.
You're very mad about the football this week. It stunk. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, last week and this week, you're just not happy.
It's like they won, and again, they won a game where the last 5 minutes of the game lasted an hour and a half.
That's brutal.
Like football was, I mean, even when you watch the game at 4:25, the final score is 26-25, but it was rough. It was a rough one.
That game was crazy, though. Like that game,
it was crazy.
That game was, you know, Joe Burrow fumbling away a touchdown. I'm not even sure. I thought he was down, but they said, nope, take our word for it. Never saw a replay. I was like, what?
Here's why you don't have to. All turnovers are checked upstairs.
Doesn't matter. Show me the angle. You got cameras. If you got a camera that can show you, you can show me.
But that's the TV's responsibility. They already look at it. The league already looks at it.
Okay. That being said, they're not getting it from magical cameras. It's the same cameras. Give me the angle.
But I'm saying if they don't show it to you, it's not the league. It's the television people.
Dude, somebody's got to show me that angle. I can't just have him going, ooh, Jim, that was it. Ooh. I'm like, it was, Tony? Yes.
Sure.
Take my word for it. He's still doing that, by the way.
Oh, is he?
He's still doing that.
Great. I didn't hear Brady yesterday. Anyone catch Brady? Did he do anything yesterday?
He was better. He definitely was better.
Slightly better, yeah.
He did a thing where, like, a Cowboys receiver, I think it was a rookie, slipped, and that forced an interception. And Burkhart goes, Tom, what do you tell him in this game? Do you go right back to him? And Tom Brady actually goes, nope. And I was like, wow.
Because I'm falling?
Tom's like, that's not something I'm going to trust you the rest of the game. I'm sorry.
Dang.
I was like, all right, man, listen, a little spicy Tom Brady. There you go.
Unless his ass is open.
How dare I fall?
Tom Brady made it seem like he ain't getting any more snaps. Like Tom Brady was going to go and say, like, mm-mm. Sit his ass down.
Hey, go change
his cleats.
He's
starting to sound like Belichick more and more.
Yeah. Belichick looking loud right on this Caleb Williams, though. I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's right.
Belichick was telling everybody. Belichick said before the season, he goes, too much hype. He's too inaccurate. He's all over the place.
But here's the deal. It takes time for everybody that comes into the league that plays that position to just be able to drop back, understand the timing, and get rid of the ball, right? What helps some of the quarterbacks is that they have mobility. But the fact that if you find a quarterback that can pick it up relatively quickly and understand that timing process and understand, you know, where he wants to throw the ball and read the defenses, you usually have a guy who's going to play a long period of time. It's the guys who use more athleticism to play the position that at some point you're not going to have that athletic ability and you're going to end up in the same spot as the other guys anyway.
Yeah, maybe so. But like with the weapons that he was given, I think everybody was expecting like, oh, he's going to be just like CJ Stroud. And that hasn't been the case. Yeah. He's at a rough start of it. And Belichick was the only guy I heard nationally saying, hey, pump the brakes.
Yeah. Like I would say pump the brakes, but It's only because he's young. Not because he will never be any good.
That's not the point. The point is everybody was basically ready to crown him as the next quarterback sensation, and it's been very unimpressive. And Belichick was like,
But who has been? The only quarterback I can think of.
The rookie is here? None.
Extreme pocket passer was Dan Marino, who lit it up soon as he hit the field.
C.J. Stroud was pretty impressive last year.
No, he was. But keep in mind, like, more people were focused on Young and said that C.J. Stroud was his, you know, second to him, to Bryce Young.
Yep.
So it kind of took everybody by shock that he was so much better than Bryce Young. Keep in mind, the other thing is that the Texans were able to add so much talent to where their team, with the guy they brought in, was it Anderson on defense? Right? With the guys
they drafted him.
Right. They drafted him what, fifth?
They had two picks up there.
Right.
Well, no, they traded up to go get him.
Right. So from that standpoint, there's a lot of things that go into play. And like, I don't think, like, we get caught up in one guy in a team sport making that much of a difference. He plays a major role. I'm not denying that. But a lot of it has to do with who you put around him and all the other stuff. I just think that he has to learn how to play the position and not just be an athlete playing the position. And that's, again, look at a lot. That's what killed Cam, right? Cam, soon as he couldn't run, or soon as when he got hit, he got hurt, he was done. Because he never really learned how to be a pocket passer.
Yeah, but he was. I think didn't he break rookie records for touchdowns? Like, he was amazing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Extremely athletic. Not even questioning that. But those things die down. I can't tell you when, but at some point, you have to learn how to get rid of the ball, throw the ball on timing, and a lot of people don't do it. Now, I will say this. If somebody says it sounds like I'm talking about Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson has shown that he can throw the ball from the pocket. So I don't mention him as much as I mention the other guys, because their careers were damn near ended when they couldn't run. I think Lamar will still be able to play quarterback if he doesn't run as much.
Yeah, they got a heavy stakes game coming up this week against Dallas, for sure.
Who? Ravens. Baltimore? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're 0-2.
What's a heavy stakes game?
Loser leaves town.
Okay, wow. that is a heavy stakes game.
Well, Dallas is leaving town regardless, right? Because they're playing in Baltimore?
I don't know. I don't know where the game is.
You don't even know. Wait, you throw your spit all this stuff out. You don't even know.
Just another plan.
Did your brain sit down? Go, go, go. Sounded good. Up in corporate.
You guys didn't disagree that it was a loser leaves town match.
No,
it's in Dallas.
Could be.
So regardless.
Baltimore's leaving.
Yeah, but don't lose with three losses. Oh, look at that. Don't be 0-3 and leave.
I think there's only been a handful of teams that make the playoffs starting 0-3.
I know.
That's what I was saying.
I think Dallas won the Super Bowl. Remember that year when Emmitt sat out?
Yep.
I think that's the only.
Yeah, Ravens go to 0-3, and then somehow you know that the Steelers are going to be 3-0 with, like, winning 13-8.
What did I tell you? I will never, ever, ever bet against that man.
Oh, we got a 1970 special, Chargers Steelers that week. Woof.
Oh, a lot of running. A
lot of running, dude.
And another handoff.
Well, I haven't seen this in a while. It's the wishbone.
Oh, look at that.
The wing tee.
And if you see out there, Harbaugh's actually got a wishbone. Okay. He broke it in half. I think that decides whether he's going to run or pass it.
That's what he ran in college, which made it amazing that he was a first-round draft pick.
Take a break. Mix things up next. For Whiskey Stars and Cigars, on Wednesday, September 25th, it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQM on-air staff. And the Heat's Duncan Robinson is also going to be there. The Dunkyard Dog.
Yes.
It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQM.com. We'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. And you guys can come hang out with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Where a partner handles every single case. Visit CohenandJudah.com to see partner reviews. Let's get to the mix bag, Frog Boy. What do we got today, Marcos? It's good to have you back, even though you're to blame for all of our quarterback failures.
Oh, okay. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. Mobile.
It was.
You see how he was moving?
Yeah, I did, and then we did.
Then we did it. May not for quite some time, but, rest up and all that stuff. Speaking of that incident, a lot of people going into today are wondering, when will they see their quarterback return? Some people have been clamoring for Leroy's fellow Michigan alumni, Tom Brady, to come to Miami.
You guys, do you understand what 47 looks like playing football?
Well, yeah. I think for him, very Botoxed.
Very, very Botox. We know that's
what
not
the hell is wrong with people.
I don't know.
Like you like it. Just, you know what it does? It makes you look dumb as hell.
Yep.
When you suggest that of all the quarterbacks walking the earth that are available, your best option is a 47-year-old.
Well, luckily, Adam Schefter isn't fooled. He says there's no timeline for Tua and no Tom Brady to Miami.
There is no currently a timeline that exists, Greeny. And Tua Tagovailoa will go in search of that this week when he begins meeting with neurologists to get more information about his condition and what is the best course of action for him to move forward. He's 26 years old. When he went through this before, he had no desire to retire. My understanding is he still would like to continue playing and doesn't have any plans to retire. That is going into the meeting with the neurologist, which will help give him more information, which will help him make an informed decision. The Dolphins are sitting back and waiting to see what happens with Tua in these meetings and what comes out of them. And while I'm sure they've had to discuss how to proceed forward, I don't think they've had any significant discussions about replacements for Tua at this point in time, when Mike McDaniel himself has said that Skylar Thompson is the expected starter for their next game against the Seattle Seahawks. And I know a lot of people suggested Tom Brady bringing him out of retirement. That's not going to happen with Tom Brady going to Miami.
All right, there you go, Adam Schefter.
Wow. Emphatic. Hey,
letting you know.
In Dade South.
Oh.
This is when I hear people talk this nonsense with Tua, this is what I think.
Oh, this is real, though.
Shane Falco was old and washed up. It worked for him.
That's true, though.
That's true.
Can't deny that.
And the cheerleaders didn't wear draws.
Well, so, replacement cheerleaders. Replacement cheerleaders.
Exactly.
Like, what are we doing?
This says Tom Brady looks like a flight attendant.
Wow. Mailing it in, huh?
Man. SDI says, of course he doesn't want to retire. He doesn't want to give up the money. Bet he wants to get retired by a doctor, though. I bet you he doesn't, SDI. I bet you're wrong.
See, that's and I just have a problem with that, because you are making it about money. And a lot of times, even though athletes talk about money, it's not about money. It's about playing. And I can't – there's nothing I'm going to say that to get you to understand that, because you just don't – can't comprehend it. You can't comprehend that the money is great and it's life-changing and it's generational money, but to Tua, the most important thing is the doubters and the naysayers, and it happens in sports a lot. So, yeah.
What else you got, Frog Boy?
We talked about how Tom Brady looks like a flight attendant with all that Botox.
Yep.
We're going to stay on the topic of looks. J-Fig, you may want to cover your ears for this next one.
Yep.
No.
Blatcherette. Bachelorette.
I'm sorry, what did you call him?
Blatcherette.
Okay.
She wasn't even black, though.
All right, well, correct.
She's actually from here, too.
Is she? From South Florida?
She's from Miami. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Not surprised. That's probably why she's so familiar.
Where she lives here. I don't know. Something like that.
Well, if you live here, yeah, everyone lives here. But
the Bachelorette.
Jen Tran.
Okay.
Took a page from the young boy's book. What do they say? Shoot your shot?
That is what the young boys say. What?
Yes, indeed. She shot her shot at Max Struess. This is what she had to say regarding the most handsome man to put on a Heat jersey in quite some time.
You know, I'm switching my celebrity cross. Max Struess, if you're out there and you're single, I'm here. Ooh, ready.
Who is Max Struess?
Are these all athletes?
She loves athletes.
He's a basketball
She
player.
Knows her people. I'm like looking him up. I'm like, who is this?
Well, I really like basketball.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Okay. Didn't the finale just air?
Wait, Jennifer. Did she just say, I really like basketballs? What did she just say?
She likes basketballs.
Jennifer.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to just say this.
Watch out.
It's one thing to have a little crush on somebody. Yeah. It's another thing to go ahead
to
on
call them out.
Yeah. That money. Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me to do? Is that
I'm saying you're 0 for 2.
Whoa.
What do you mean?
Well, you know.
0 for 2.
Sat here for years. I mean, you know, you and Gabe Vincent never said anything.
Okay, first of all, did you really want me to be super unprofessional and do that?
I don't have any problem with it. You can do whatever you want.
You see this guy?
The way grown woman.
He fawns over Bam?
Okay.
We don't have a problem with that.
Ooh, Smeathan. Wow. Max Struess would crop J-Fig out.
That hurts. Okay, that's nice. Messed up.
This Max Struess, crazy like a fox. As soon as this hits the headlines, thirst trapping on Instagram. Mm. He follows this Jen Tran.
He followed her.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden,
wow,
naked on his Instagram.
What a shocker, dude!
Thirst trapping.
What?
He's looking kind of thick right now, right?
Like in a good way or like in a
thicker way? I thought he was slimmer than that.
Maybe he's been, you know, sleeping on the bench this summer. I don't know. Gabe Vincent commented on this. He said, put some clothes on. UD says, I don't want to see that bleep Uncle Max.
Look, you know it ain't going to get him.
Wow.
He doesn't have to thirst trap. Like, she already said she was into it.
J-Fig, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Well, you know what? Maybe. Don't blame me if I start going for it, okay?
Whoa. Go for it.
Be careful,
Heat Media Day. She's
hey, by the way.
Be careful, Heat Media Day.
I don't care who you shoot your shot with. We still have to vet him.
Yep.
We ain't going to just let you be out there with anybody.
I appreciate
that's
that.
Why, that's why you cropped that guy out, because you knew he wasn't going to pass the test.
A real bum.
He didn't pass my test, so
we had to do nothing.
Man, sounds like Max Struess wants the final rose, dude.
Wow.
How about that?
He didn't even need no rose. He ain't compete with nobody.
Is that Cleveland?
No way that's Cleveland, dude.
No way that's Cleveland.
I think he had put the location too when I saw
That's
it.
Not Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't have a beach.
Yeah, it does.
Not a beachable beach.
Did you just hear the lake beach?
You disgust me.
Lake Erie is huge, dude.
It's a lake.
It's one of the five great lakes.
Okay, dude. A lot of competition. Yeah, there's like 10 lakes in the world.
If it rains too much in Brickell, that becomes the best lake in the world, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Stupid lake. Don't compare that to a
Everybody
beach.
Knows the best lake anyway.
Lando Lakes?
Yeah. Butter. Delicious.
That's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. You got time for one more? Or do we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Dude? We got time for one more.
All right.
Max Drews apparently has all the time in the world.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Wow.
You know who doesn't have time? The Emmys.
Oh,
John Oliver tries to. John Oliver, known for hosting Daily Show for some time.
Last Week Tonight is has been his venture in HBO, his own show.
He honors Late Dog, but the Emmys was like, come on, wrap it up, dude.
What? Everyone at HBO, Nina and Casey in particular. I also want to thank, it's going to be very silly, our dog. We had the most fantastic dog, and she was at our wedding, and she got us through a pandemic. She was with us for the two pregnancies, and perfect choice of music. We had to say goodbye to her. And...
No!
It is. I feel like Sarah McLachlan right now. She was an amazing dog, and ouch. I would guess this isn't just for her. This is for all dogs. All dogs. You're all very good girls. You're very good boys. You all deserve a treat. Play me off now. Thanks so much.
The Emmys had no time for him honoring his dead dog.
Dead dog, no time for this, dude.
Wow. What's he here talking about? His dead dog, get him off of there. Yeah, he's got a funny voice.
I did like, though, that as soon as he's like, oh, and then recently passed, they're like, ugh.
Oops, fade it down.
Cut the music.
Wow. Play Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, they say his dog is up there with Washington.
Yep. That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. Final hour coming up.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.